WBEZ is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting live events with historians Doris Kearns Goodwin and John Meacham, comedian Reggie Watts and filmmaker Miranda July, and artists Hebrew Brantley and Amanda Williams in conversation, plus MSNBC chief correspondent Ali Velshi on small yet powerful acts of courage throughout history. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Supreme Court seems ready to narrow a federal bribery law used in some big Chicago corruption cases. My colleague Dave McKinney reports justices today heard arguments on a bribery conviction against an ex-Northwest Indiana mayor. And the outcome of this case could affect the trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and convictions of former ComEd executives and lobbyists. Prosecutors in each case used the same federal bribery law that Justice Brett Kavanaugh now says could wrongly criminalize innocent gift giving to public officials.
What is innocuous and what is not? And just as important, how is the official supposed to know ahead of time, oh, the $100 gift certificate's okay, but the larger one's not?
5 of 9 counts in the ComEd case and 7 of the 23 counts against Madigan involve this law in question. A Chicago City Council committee today has given initial approval to 3 settlement payments over $1.3 million. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports all settlements involve payments to people who were injured by Chicago police. The largest payment approved is $750,000. It stems from injuries during a 2020 protest against the police killing of George Floyd. Alderperson Brendan Riley worries the settlement, though, will set a precedent ahead of the Democratic National Convention.
The last thing we want to do is help folks monetize bad behavior. And so, given all the organizing that's being planned to disrupt the convention, my concern is that approving settlements like this could help fuel that fire.
The settlements now head to the full city council for approval. Activists want the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to require Illinois to address unsafe drinking water conditions in state prisons. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco spoke with King Musa, a formerly incarcerated artist and activist who recalls water in the prison was regularly dirty and smelled foul.
I remember vividly mornings where I had to wake up and I wanted to brush my teeth, but instead brown water shot from my sink.
Legal advocates say these conditions are the norm across the state. They filed an emergency petition today under the Safe Drinking Water Act, calling for immediate federal intervention. Meantime, they want the state to find alternative sources of clean drinking water for people in prison. And Governor J.B. Pritzker is promoting his plan to eliminate medical debt for hundreds of thousands of Illinois residents. My colleague Alex Degman reports Pritzker wants to partner with a national nonprofit called Undo Medical Debt. It buys portfolios of debt at a fraction of their value, focusing on people who earn up to 4 times the federal poverty level. Pritzker says his $10 million proposal could eliminate roughly $1 billion worth of medical debt and bring relief to more than 300,000 Illinois residents.
It's preventing individuals and families from attaining financial stability. And research shows it's also having day-to-day impacts for all the affected individuals, like emotional distress and difficulty meeting basic needs.
A similar program specific to Cook County has so far eliminated nearly $350 million in medical debt. Weather, a sunny and very mild day. We're getting a high in the mid-70s in the suburbs today, 70 close to the lake, and then becoming cloudy tonight with a low in the upper 40s. Tuesday, breezy, showers and thunderstorms, and a high near 70. It'll be cooler near the lake. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.